Humboldt County's community groups are developing plans of action to respond to what's being described as a terrifying era of federal funding and program cuts. Leaders of nonprofits, business groups, and local government discussed tracking and response to the unprecedented changes during a March 12th meeting of the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Formed 5 years ago to respond to the impacts of the pandemic, the consortium continues to convene on a variety of community issues. And with a new presidential administration taking bold policy reversals and actions, the consortium's members are organizing local response. Lila Roberts of the Humboldt Area Foundation, HAF, explained how rapid response work is being supported.
So, Election Day happens. A week or so later, we hear from the California Endowment saying that we are fielding a push of rapid response dollars out across the state to our community partners. Could you please figure out which organizations in your region represent people who are going to be most targeted by this new administration incoming, and help us to re-grant $250,000 to those organizations so that they can do whatever it is that they have identified as important to protect their constituents and client bases and to undertake new activities that involve community safety, security, support, and defense for targeted communities. So these were, we re-granted as quickly as possible, in fact, either before the end of the year or just into the new year, to Centro del Pueblo, NAACP, Queer Humboldt, True North Organizing Network, the Hmong Cultural Center in Del Norte, the Native Women's Collective, and also the North Coast Environmental Center, because they have a disaster response and preparedness program that was pertinent. So those dollars are out and working, and that's part of the reason, for example, that you're able to see Centro being so active and so prepared in advance with their rapid response work.
Roberts said a new Just Futures Fund is being launched this year with 8 grants of up to $25,000 each for organizations that serve diverse communities. The fast pace of federal actions has spurred HAF's Week in Review Snapshot, a newsletter which informs on executive orders, program cancellations, appointments, and funding cuts, as well as judicial and other responses to them. Laura Olson of the Northern California Association of Nonprofits described how a recent meeting of the area's nonprofit heavy hitters covered impacts both current and anticipated.
The discussion really was, you know, kind of a round table of what, you know, what the hits are looking like already and what they're likely to be in terms of staffing, in terms of budget, what percent of the federal budget is, or what a percent of their budget comes from, you know, federal sources and that kind of thing. And it was pretty sobering. In fact, it was pretty terrifying to sit there and just listen to one after the other talk about the potential both immediate and ripple effects to those organizations that are so critical to our, you know, our, the fabric of our, you know, sort of society and our safety net. So we're doing what we can. We decided coming out of that, that we really do need our legislators to have this information, the media and the public to have this information, each other, you know, need to have this information.
Federal immigration enforcement actions are also of high concern, and consortium members talked about how to provide accurate and rumor-busting information on them. Roberts had talked about how much of what HAF is doing is what's usually been done, but this year it's happening at a time when the group is, quote, frequently on the phone with legal counsel to make sure that we can keep going and how we can keep going without suddenly having our 501c3 status pulled. The new riskier environment was also described by former Food for People executive director Ann Holcomb.
Several of the nonprofits have already been advised to scrub their websites of language that could trigger further inquiries and potentially threaten funding even further. I think that was one of the most terrifying things that I've heard in a very long time. but the significance of the cuts already made are, you know, I don't want to speak to anybody else's stats, you know, without them here, but they were huge. And domestic violence services are going to take a huge hit as well. They already have. It's just a very scary time. I don't recall ever seeing anything like this.
A local economic downturn was also discussed during the meeting, with Susan McIntyre of Eureka Main Street saying that there's a lot of desperation among business owners who've told her about, quote, how far down their sales numbers are. There was also some cause for optimism. Greg Foster, executive director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, moderated the meeting, and at its close, he said the consortium's members will continue to, quote, coordinate resources and make sure that we are doing things together that are good for our community. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.